Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has refused an application by Mikhail Brandon Leslie to challenge both his conviction and 16-year prison sentence for possession of a firearm. Leslie was convicted back in February 2022 following a judge-alone trial linked to a shooting outside the Globe Bar in Georgetown back in July 2021. Although he was not charged in connection with the deaths of the two men during the incident, the court found that WhatsApp messages he sent after the shooting amounted to admissions that he had possessed and fired a weapon. During today's hearing, Leslie argued that no firearm had ever been recovered and that there was no physical evidence linking him to the offenses. The Court of Appeal ruled that the trial judge had carefully considered those arguments and was entitled to convict based on the evidence presented, including the messages and CCTV footage. Judges also rejected Leslie's challenge to his 16-year sentence, citing his previous firearm conviction and the seriousness of possessing and using a loaded weapon in a public place. Both applications were dismissed. The appeal of Travis Arlington Ebanks has been postponed until November to allow time for a legal aid application to be processed. Ebanks is serving a 13.5-year prison sentence after being convicted of grooming and raping a young girl on at least two occasions. The court heard at trial that he used Snapchat to groom the child from the age of 9 while pretending to be a teenager before later taking her from her home and engaging in sexual activity with her. Reporting restrictions continue to protect the identity of the complainant. The appeal had been expected to proceed today, but judges were told the legal aid application was only recently submitted and remains under consideration. Acting Director of Public Prosecution Scott Wainwright appears for the Crown, while Greg Walcombe represents Ebanks. The appeal is set to be heard during the next sitting of the Court of Appeal scheduled for the 1st to the 19th of November. The Cayman Islands government is advancing amendments to the Development and Planning Act as a part of its wider housing reform program. The proposed Development and Planning Amendment Bill was set to be gazetted today and aims to support implementation of the public and affordable housing policy and 10-year strategic plan. According to the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure, the amendments would give Cabinet greater flexibility in making regulatory changes and considering fee waivers to support approved housing policies. Planning Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks said that reforms are part of the practical work required to move housing policy into action and support responsible delivery of housing initiatives. The amendments are being advanced alongside the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill, which is currently out for public consultation until the 20th of September. Government says both measures are intended to improve housing access, strengthen rental security, and support long-term community development. The Central Planning Authority will consider a new apartment complex and a new school building at Kamana Bay when it meets next week, Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
Jonathan Murphy is pitching a $30 million application for a new apartment complex with a pool, cabana, and gym on West Church Street in West Bay. The proposal is for 5 apartment blocks, 1 commercial building. There would also be a total of 76 units with 76 bedrooms on the combined parcel of land. The extra building would include 4 commercial units and a gym facility. The property is owned neighborhood commercial, and there were no objections to the application. The other major project up for consideration on Wednesday comes from Cayman Shores Development. The uncontested $32 million application is for a 3-story, quote, education building on Athena Way in Kamana Bay. The STEM education building will be a permanent space for the DARTS Minds Inspired Community STEM program, located at the southern end of the Cayman International School campus. The developer says it will provide the ability for future growth for the school's student population, with an additional 16 classrooms of up to 20 students each. The building's placement, quote, further provides the opportunity to enhance security and operations during school hours, with the relocation of the school entrance and offices to the campus perimeter, while facilitating public access for STEM activities and events. The building footprint impacts the school's primary school parking area, removing 23 spaces. The developer says the loss of these spaces is accommodated by the recent planning approval for a chiller plant and redesigned student drop-off, vehicular circulation, and parking program. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full September 2nd meeting agenda at planning.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The RCIPS is urging motorists to drive with extra care as students return to schools across the islands. Police say increased traffic around schools, along with the return of school buses, creates added risks for children and other road users. So far in 2026, the Cayman Islands has recorded an average of 70 vehicle collisions per week. More than 200 drivers have also been prosecuted for mobile phone offenses. Chief Inspector Damian Maxwell says distracted driving remains a major concern, warning that even a moment spent looking at a mobile phone can lead to a serious or life-changing incident. Motorists are being reminded that using a handheld mobile phone while driving carries a $150 fine, while speeding in active school zones can result in significant penalties and possible prosecution. The RCIPS says officers will be deployed around school zones, bus stops, and busy roadways to enforce traffic laws and help keep children safe as the new school year begins. Nominations have opened for the 2027 National Recognition Awards, which will celebrate the contributions of individuals and organizations that helped build the Cayman Islands financial services industry. The awards will recognize those who have contributed to the country's development as a leading international financial center and highlight the industry's impact on national growth and economic development. Three categories are being featured: founders of the industry, innovators of the industry, and builders of the industry. Youth, Sports, Culture, and Heritage Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin said the awards provides an opportunity to honor the vision, leadership, and commitment of those who helped shape modern Cayman. Nominations close on the 4th of October, and full details are available at gov.ky/YSCH. You're invited to a three-part adult ceramics class with Yonyer Powery at the National Gallery.
So the first session will be actually building, and we're hand building. So he's going to be making green sea turtles. But Yonyer has this really interesting style of sort of building things on the shell of the turtle. So he's going to add some additional elements on top of those shells that'll make them quite surreal and interesting to look at.
National Gallery's Maya Mutu tells Radio Cayman the course runs the 5th of September, the 19th and the 26th. To register, head over to nationalgallery.org.ky. It's the opening weekend for the Cayman Drama Society's latest show, Room on the Broom.
Is there any room?
We know that it's a book that the children love, so we're really excited to bring them a live version of that story.
Director Emily Harris is hoping you'll fly to the Prospect Theatre and join The Witch, her increasingly crowded broom, and a very brave bunch of animal passengers in this half hour of hilarious stage adventure, specially made for children aged 2 to 8 and their grown-ups who still enjoy a good spell of silliness.
We've got some of the characters being played as actors and some of the characters are puppets. In our production, we have a beautiful dog puppet as well as a frog and a bird. But our bird is really cool because he has a bit of a Caymanian twist.
Also in the production, a dragon, played by local educator Mike Harrington.
This is the first time that I've done children's theatre, and it's like a completely different world in terms of kind of how you act and how you move. I've really enjoyed kind of being completely over the top and silly. Mm. And it's been a really good time kind of expressing yourself in a way that you haven't really done before. And of course, like, the costumes and the set and the stage of the play are absolutely brilliant. And the effort that's gone into this is fantastic.
The production kicks off this Friday with a Pay What You Can night, with shows continuing on Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m., 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. through the 5th of September. Head to cds.ky to get your tickets. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. For a complete replay of this news broadcast, visit our website, radiokman.gov.ky. You can also find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your weekend ahead.